This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
No, I come by the stupidity naturally. I didn't have to take lessons. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't call, because I can't hear you anyhow, so send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Listen, before we get rolling, hop up on the website, buy my book. I've been wearing the same shirts for a year now. I need to buy new shirts. So it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Come on, it's simple. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm telling you, you don't need to be afraid of any of it. You don't need to hate it to give you all the information you need in the book. So you know how to, you know, I want to say you don't deal with us. You have to know that we're on the same page. In a lot of issues, we're looking at things. We want the same end result in a lot of on a lot of issues. We just don't go about it the same way. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I've got Ashton Belk with me. Ashton Belk. I got to get the tongue and the lips moving at the same rate. Ashton Belk working with me. She's the director of events at Centennial Institute. Ashton, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, you know, it was funny that you're here with me now because last night I tripped over something you're having there, the Western Conservative Summit in 2017.
Yeah.
Before we get into the issues, tell me, what is that all about?
So,
do we need more conservatives together in another place, seriously?
Always. Of course you need more conservatives together, as many times as you can get them together. So really we're looking at the CPAC of the West. We're sitting here at CPAC right now, and we have an amazing turnout. And we're looking at really gathering some of these people back together, as well as bringing people really from the West side of the United States together to be able to really bring up hot topics about conservative issues.
Will there be free dope booths there?
No, we usually tend to keep them outside, along the road.
Well, yeah. What's funny is, you know, when I've been doing a show for 9 years, and usually when we talk about Colorado, we talk about the ski resorts and the things that are going on there and that kind of stuff. And most of my conversation now, when somebody talks about Colorado, they say, oh, my God, did you hear about the homeless situation there? Oh, my God, did you hear about the uptick in CDC phone calls? You know, you legalized, well, not you, but, you know, it legalized.
Not me.
Yes. Dope. I only refer to it as dope for a reason. But dope has been legalized in Colorado for medicinal and recreational use, right?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
And I hear, I don't know how true it is, you live there, but the homeless situation has gone up. You know, people on government aid has gone up, and more people are needing visits to the emergency room because they don't know you can't eat a whole row of brownies with this stuff in it.
Turns out it's not a good idea. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot that's going on in Denver right now, and I think that we're just starting to see some of the repercussions of some of the choices that, you know, our government has put into play. So we're seeing young students being able to have access to marijuana so much earlier than they, well, I mean, we hope that they never will, but earlier than they would have in other states. We're seeing car accidents going way up.
Yep.
So we're getting police reports about what that, you know, how many people are getting pulled over, how many people are driving under the influence of marijuana, and then how many people, again, like you were saying, are ending up in the hospitals and really could be overdosing and end up, you know, with fatal issues. So it's a huge concern for us.
Well, it's funny, nobody ever thought about what driving under the influence with dope was, and they don't have like a breathalyzer test you can take, so they're not really understanding how to deal with this yet. And to your point, you're probably just starting to see the real repercussions from stuff like this.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's a really challenging time. I'm really thankful that we have a lot of people who are choosing to be able to step up and fight for this, be able to get some of the facts that get some of the facts out to the public that they really need to know to understand the effects that it's having, especially on our young people and our homeless population too, like you were saying.
Yeah. Let me. I'm going to jump around a little bit on you because
sure.
How about Proposition 106? Now this looks like it's a almost like a Dr. Kevorkian law, right? You can buy suicide drugs cheap, and you can buy drugs that you need to keep your life alive.
Yeah. Well, actually, this was something that we stood very, very strongly against. Of course, as the Institute, we are a conservative public policy think tank, and so we fought really hard against this. Unfortunately, it was passed in Colorado this year, and so what we're looking at and really where the threat lies is that this is able to bring about insurance companies coming after you because, of course, you know, if they're not paying for your cancer medications, they're going to end up not having to expense or have as large of an expense on you if you go ahead and take this drug and then go ahead and pass away. So there's a lot of different aspects to Prop 106 that we're really worried about. There's not enough regulation on what this actually looks like to be able to make it something where it would be not as, hopefully it wouldn't be something that insurance companies could take advantage of like we are afraid they could now.
Now, you are a university.
Yeah.
It's not just an organization. And I do more stories on Christian universities where crosses are taken off the walls, inferences to Jesus are taken off the walls, where you can't, there's no longer teaching against same-sex marriage or abortion or what have you. These organizations, you think you're sending your kids to, you're paying for tuition, and you shouldn't have to worry about these things. Do parents need to worry about this at your institution?
Oh, goodness, no. That is one thing that we stand so strongly against. And thankfully, we do have the leadership that's in place that has been able to continue to push us even more into biblical principles. And the thought of our past president, Bill Armstrong, Senator Bill Armstrong, always used to come back to that we don't need another generic university out there. There's enough universities who don't have strong enough convictions, values, biblical principles that they're teaching their students. So why would we want to fall within that crowd? So instead, now we have President Dr. Donald Sweeting, who has taken over in this past year and truly is behind the Institute, is behind everything that we're doing, and wants to make sure that we are continuing to sponsor events and publications that really do push us towards faith, family, and freedom at all times.
Okay, Ashton, where do they find you? Real quick.
Centennial.ccu.edu.
Perfect. All right, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
How appropriate on a Friday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do not call. I will not answer. Really, that simple. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I have Donna Rice Hughes on with me. She's the president and CEO of Enough is Enough. It's an internationally known internet safety expert, author, speaker, and film producer. I like the internet safety thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people that don't really, really, still, today, don't understand what their kids are being exposed to.
You're right
on the
that.
Internet. That's one of the biggest issues that you probably have run into, and you don't when you talk to, I don't want to say older people, more mature people, how's that?
Seasoned.
I like seasoned. Seasoned's good. When you talk to seasoned people, they really don't understand the dangers that are on the internet, do they?
That's right. We've been actually focused on making the internet safer for children and families since 1994.
Wow.
Since before the web, since before an email. I know I'm showing how seasoned I really am. So, the dangers continue to be real. Kids have easy access to all kinds of content, and specifically hardcore pornography, child pornography even. Neither of those are protected speech. A lot of people think they are. They're not. Also, sexual predators have easy access to kids. Now with social media and interactive interactions online with Web 2.0, we've got, and gaming, kids are themselves putting themselves at risk. We call that youth risky behavior. Their sexting behavior, of course, cyberbullying is at an all-time high. And really, no kid is off limits. So parents need to recognize that if their child is online, then they're at risk. And so we actually developed a curriculum to teach parents how to protect their kids from bad content, unsafe people like predators and traffickers and bullies, etc., and how to protect kids from themselves. And we did this with the Department of Justice with congressional money. I know, oh no, earmarks are a bad word, but we actually got earmarked money and we did something good. And won a lot of awards. We turned the DVD part into a three-part TV show for PBS and won an Emmy Award for it. So folks, it's really good. You can, a lot of this is on our website at internetsafety101.org. A lot of the videos there for free. And really, there's no excuse now for parents not being the first line of defense. We're one of many organizations that's got a lot of information out there about how to make sure your kids are safe.
But your key word, it's been my mantra for this year so far, and is parents need to engage.
Yeah.
Enough of they're going to do this anyway, or they're going to do that, or I don't understand this. No. You know, when we moved into our new house, we actually built a table so we could put computers on to face the dining room table. So when the girls were doing their homework there, we could see what they were working on and what they were doing and what happened.
Right.
And, you know, people, why would you do something like that? Because it's not that I think they're out looking to do something wrong, but they don't know enough when something pops up, when a conversation starts. It's just a conversation.
What's
the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the 41-year-old man that nabs them at the 7-Eleven they meet at.
Well, that's right. And predators groom. They build relationships with kids.
Right.
Traffickers are building relationship with kids. They don't start out saying, I'm a sex offender and I want to have sex with you and I'm really 45. I'm not a 16-year-old cute boy. No, they often disguise themselves. They build a trusting relationship. And by the time, you know, their real motives come out, the young girl usually is already attached to this person. And same thing with pornographers. They are literally tricking kids into getting to their sites. And they use popular cartoon names. They use popular names, just, you know, what we call innocent word searches. So you can type in something very innocently. And a child as young as 2 and 3 years old can come across some really bad stuff. Our word to parents are to use what we call safety rules and software tools. So the rules are the common sense things like have ongoing conversations with your kids, know what they're doing, and run through all of that. And that's all on our website. But then also use the tools. Most of the service providers and the wireless providers, etc., they've got filtering available, filtering tools, monitoring tools. All those need to be turned on every internet-enabled device. So you've got to be looking at the gaming devices. You've got to deal with the tablets, the smartphones, the computer, and just putting the computer in a public area of the house isn't good enough, really. It's not, because that child can accidentally hit the wrong button and hardcore porn pops up and boom, they're in. And so, you've got the tools that...
Right, and today, because the young kids are all into, the entertainment industry, you see pictures of these, some of them young ladies, young men, see what's happened to these 12, young men or young girls that used to be in your favorite sitcoms, and you go there, it's not them really, it's somebody else. It's quite an interesting sight, usually you can't jump off it fast enough before you get burned.
Well, that's right, and the pornographers often use technology to trap you into their sites, so once you get into one of these sites, it's hard to get off of
of the site. So oftentimes you have to shut down your computer. So look, the tools are there, and you just got to turn them on. They're not going to work if you don't use them. So, and this goes, we've got age-based guidelines on our site from 2 and 3 years old, you know, up to, you know, K through 5 and 6. I don't even recommend the internet at that age. There's pre-internet, if you will. Well, they're walled spaces that your kids can still surf around, but they're not out on the internet at large. And then, you know, as soon as you let them on the internet, you've got to have those filters turned on. Absolutely. Because you cannot protect them from the bad stuff and the bad people. And the monitoring is really important, too.
No.
But government's got a big role. And this is news probably to a lot of people. And that is that Donald Trump, when he was running for president, signed the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge. And we asked him, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, if they were elected, if they were to agree to appoint an attorney general to enforce all the laws on the books that deal with trafficking and child pornography and sexual predators and pornography.
Did they both sign it?
Donald Trump did sign it. Hillary Clinton did not. But she did send us a letter of support, so I will give that to her. But now this is the first time in history that we have a president who was agreed before he was even elected that he was going to make sure that the rule of law that applies to the cyber world would actually be applied. And Jeff Sessions was a great choice, I think.
Yeah.
And we're off to a good start, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Okay, but Donna, your six-year-old doesn't need a full-blown iPhone, right, to run around with.
No,
and,
no.
And parents, you got to engage.
That's right.
You really have to. You can't leave it all up to filters are great, you know, having your computers in public. Mm-hmm. You still have to be engaged with your children and watch
what
they're
right.
watching.
That's right. So that's why we say the rules are important. The big thing is to have ongoing communications with them. Every day they come home from school, you go, what'd you do at school? What's your homework? You need to say the same thing. If they're already online, who are you talking to? Has anybody else tried to friend you that you don't know in the real world? You know, you don't know that person really. And you need to have these constructive conversations with your kids because they're trusting. They're supposed to be trusting. We're the one that has to parent them, right?
Don't let your kids run crazy on Facebook because it's cute and it's nice. It's not all pictures about cats and dinner.
Well, that's right. And Facebook does have, you know, a rule, nobody under 13, but anybody, any kid can lie about their age and they're on. All right, so they don't even have the technical tools to stop that from happening. So you got to be on, parents, and roll with it. You know, get on top of this and be a good cyber parent.
Well, Donna Rice Hughes, enough is enough. We'll send people to your website, and it's a great thing you're doing, seriously.
Thank you so much.
People don't understand. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side, live from CPAC. We'll grab a cup of coffee. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I was born to wave the flag. Seriously. I don't care what you are. I don't care what size you are, what color, how wide, how thin. We're all born. There's nothing wrong with waving the flag, people. It really isn't. Don't let people browbeat you. There's nothing wrong with having a nationalist attitude. And when I say that, I mean it's okay to put America first. I've got somebody sitting across from me with a Make America Great Again hat. I'm sure he believes the same way we do, or that I do. Anyhow, is it Deontay Johnson?
It is.
Hey, that wasn't too bad. Get up close on the mics. It's cheap equipment, people. And he's the founder and president. Marv Allen is the vice president.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
Black Conservative Federation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's something wrong here, because my understanding of everything that I've read, Trump has no black supporters. Don't you guys? Did you not get the memo?
Yes, we got 18% of the vote nationally, and supposedly nobody voted for him. No, it's really ridiculous.
It is. And they keep pumping that out there, and they keep putting that out there. And then what they've done, what that party has done, is they start calling not just the black community, but anybody who voted for Trump that was in the minority community, low education voters. And I'm saying, oh my God, now I know they've lost.
Yeah, now they're trying to undermine us, and that's trying to actually segregate us from the community. You know, it's very sad because we're supposed to be integrating with everyone.
So tell me about the Black Conservative Federation. Why did you feel a need for just to start the group, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, there are a lot of black Americans who have conservative views. They have conservative views, but yet they are afraid to admit it. And so I look at it, there's three different types of people. There are black conservatives who are openly conservative. Mm-hmm. There's black conservatives who have conservative views but are afraid to admit it. And then there's black conservatives who have conservative views but don't know they have conservative views. And so, and there's many of those that who have conservative views that don't know.
Well, when we pull the numbers, you find that the black community and even the Hispanic community, when they vote on issues, they vote very conservatively.
Yes.
On conservative issues.
Yes.
And then in California, they send the liberal left loons, mm-hmm, to Sacramento. It makes no sense to me, mm-hmm, whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to any black church, they're preaching conservative principles day in, day out, and family traditions. Same thing with the Catholics in the Mexican community, you know. We're all conservatives, but they're trying to be Democrats so they will be accepted into the community. And it's really harmful to what we're trying to accomplish here.
Now, Mrs. Obama reached out to the young black community and basically said, you have no business voting Republican because they're not going to do anything for you. How are you reaching out to the youth? How are you making a change?
We're making a change by basically social media. We're promoting out the social media. The youth is very big on social media. They're very big on what's going on Twitter. They're very big on what's going on Instagram. Facebook, the youth is kind of the older generation that's came in, and so it's not as big. But Twitter and Instagram, they're really receptive to that. And so once they see someone that, especially if they already have the conservative views, and they see, oh, there's a black conservative federation. I can be black and conservative. They are, I mean, you can be those two together. And so I think once they see that organization, it makes them become proud to be conservative, and then they become openly Republican. I've had many messages, private messages on Facebook, private messages DMs on Twitter about people who say, I have conservative views, but I'm afraid to publicly be conservative. And I'm afraid to be publicly conservative is because I don't want to get called an Uncle Tom. I don't want to get called a bigot. I don't want to get called any of those other names that they call me, that they call black conservatives. And, you know, I think it's pretty sad that the left has resorted to name calling because someone doesn't agree with them politically. We live in America, and here in America, you have the right to vote for whoever you want to vote for and believe whatever you want to believe and support whatever party you want to support. I tell people all the time, on my birth certificate, it does not say I have to be a Democrat.
Well, depends where you're born. Because if you're born like in Massachusetts, California, Detroit, you know.
I was born in Chicago, but it didn't say it.
You sure didn't use like white out to get rid of it? You sure did.
Yes, sir. We're stepping into territories that no one else will. Actually, Deontay, our president, had a sit-down debate with Richard Spencer yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And we really got to know him. And, yes, he is racist as he speaks. Full blood, he's open about it. You know, he looks us into the eyes and said, yes, I'm racist. I think you are inferior to the white people. And it's really sad. And he says, you know, American values is white values. We built this country. We run the government. And it's really sad because, you know, you're not originally from here. Native Americans ran this country
for
a very long time.
Those boneheads, if they, you know, they claim to be Christians at the time, and I'd like to pound the whatever out of them. I'm not spreading violence, people. I'm just saying, you cannot claim to have Judeo-Christian principles, okay, and then say that any race, not just a black race, say any other race is inferior, because my Bible says that Christ came and died for all people. Oh, with exception of the blacks. Okay, exception of the Hispanics, right? I don't read that in my Bible. So,
you know, Joe, I mentioned that during the debate. Him and I debated, and you know, I said, you know, I'm very spiritual, and I believe the Bible speaks of one race, and that race is the human race. You know, we are one, and we're one body. A house divided cannot stand. And so, when we divide as race, our country will fall. Yeah. And one thing I told him, I said, when you leave America, you're American.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Hispanic, Asian, you are American when you leave this country. And so at the end of the day, we must unite together. We must unite together because there's other countries that want to see us broken.
We are
an American family, and we must unite.
Yeah. When it comes to education, I get furious at education. I'm very involved in education. And the black community historically and continually gets screwed when it comes to education. But they get screwed at the lips of the Democrats who keep saying, we have to educate our inner city kids better. We have to teach our black kids how to read and all this. I'm going, wait a minute. You are the guys that are keeping them from getting the better education they could possibly get. And D.C. was proof of that.
I think, you know, one thing with education, it starts at home. You know, I come from a family of educators, and so I believe that education starts at home. Parents have to really work with their children from K through 12 and have to be active. They have to go to parent-teacher conferences. They have to have a relationship with the teachers to know what's going on. And so one thing that we need to do as conservatives, and one thing that I plan to do with the Black Conservative Federation is work with parents on getting involved in their child's education. That goes in. That goes along with community involvement, education involvement.
They need to go to the school boards to make noise. They need to drop into the school classes because, you know, again, if you're getting teachers, and I'm not, you know, teachers are in it, usually teachers are in it for all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting teachers that aren't willing to step up, if you're getting teachers that have been taught, we're just trying to get them out of school. We're just trying to get them through school so they don't feel bad. And they don't realize that if you don't know how to read, you don't know how to write, you don't understand what you're doing, you're going to feel like a real piece of work when you're trying to fill out a stupid employment application that you can't fill.
Yes. So hopefully we can work with the education department with Betsy DeVos. I think she will prevent school choice and in Common Core, which has been detrimental to inner cities, because right now the only competitive nature is state-run schools. You know, private schools are really struggling, but we need to provide the competition between the two private and public sectors to make education better for both sides, you know, because a lot of times inner cities, the educational system is horrible, and we need to give opportunities and school voucher programs to help kids get their proper education.
So where was, and again, I'm not blaming, don't take this wrong way, I'm not blaming the black community, but in D.C., I can't name her, Michelle Rhee was her name, mm-hmm. and she came in, and she did that. She did the voucher system, she pumped mm-hmm. up charter schools, she flipped the graduation rate. It was 70-30, 70% of the kids were dropping out, 30% of the kids were graduating. She flipped that rate. So now you have 70% of the kids graduating. The Obama administration comes and says, well, we can't have this.
Yeah.
Can't have what? Freedom of choice for education?
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah. I mean, it starts with the family traditions. You know, if your family wants you to get an education, they're going to push you. But if your family doesn't want you to have that good education, they're just going to be like, you know, if you can't work out in college, you know, you can just do something else. But today, you have to have a college degree to move out on the poverty levels, because you will stay in the same position you were when you were born into if you refuse to get an education. It's that simple.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think what you're doing is good. I'm excited to hear that you're reaching out to the youth and you're dealing with education, because you need more people pounding on the educators, because I do it. I'll share emails with you guys when I talk about the black community. Well, you're not black. You can't talk about it. You don't know what their problem is. Well, I know what human problems are.
Yeah.
I know humans in the inner city that aren't being taught properly have a problem.
Yeah, because blacks aren't the only ones in the inner cities. And it's an America issue. And like our president says, it's America first.
Yeah.
You know, it's not white America. It's not black America.
We're all together. That's politically correct. You know, you can't say America first. You can't possibly want to make your life better so you can help somebody.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we got to go to commercial break. I want you to stay in touch with me. There's my business card.
Thank you very much. Let me know what you're doing.
Let's promote this, guys, and keep up the good work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side at GCN Live. No, we're on GCN Live, but we're at CPAC Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
From CPAC 2017. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but we wouldn't answer it because we can't hear anything anyhow. But you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. You know, there'll be a live Facebook feed you'll be able to respond to on that. We also are live on the website, therealside.com. I've got John Lott with me right now. I've had him on the show before. I actually had the pleasure of being with him at the there actually is a gun club in California where they sell guns and ammunition, and you can go there and learn how to use a gun safely, but I don't know how much longer that's going to be. His latest book, War on Guns, talks about some of the issues in this country, some of the issues with it, where your Second Amendment right, well, and believing now, maybe not so much, but I was worried about it a couple of months back. your Second Amendment rights might be fortified at this point in time, but we'll find out soon. John, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, no, great to talk to you again.
You know, I was joking earlier, it's funny, about the guys that call us warmongers, you know, the side that always calls us warmongers. They're in a war on everything. There's a war on guns, there's a war on women, there's a, you know what I'm saying? They accuse us of always being at war all the time. So give us an overview of what the war on guns is all about, although I obviously have a clue. But tell my listeners what the war on, what your book, The War on Guns, is all about.
Well, I mean, I think California provides an excellent example of that. I mean, you look at the initiative that just got passed in November. People are limited to buying 100 rounds of ammunition at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a background check. Background checks in California can run $60, $70 for doing that. So maybe you can go and buy a box of 22 or 100 rounds for $12. But then if you have to pay $70 for, you know, the fee to do the background check, that's effectively a 600% tax that you have on that. And the question that has to be asked to some extent, who are they disarming as a result of having all those different costs that they impose? And it's basically the people that my research indicates benefit the most from owning guns, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. And the thing is, Democrats and gun control advocates have no desire to fix problems that exist with the system. You know, you frequently hear during the presidential campaign that 2.4 million dangerous, prohibited people have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. And that's simply false. What they should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials and that virtually all of those were mistakes. I suppose the easiest way I can get the idea across is, you may remember the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There were five times where he tried to board a plane but was stopped because his name was similar to somebody else whose name was on the no-fly list. You know, it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun, but it's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a similar name to a felon from buying a gun. And the problem is, probably about 99% of the people who are stopped are these false positives, these mistakes, and it's primarily minorities, blacks and Hispanics, which are disproportionately stopped. And the reason is pretty simple. Hispanics tend to have names similar to other Hispanics. Blacks tend to have names similar to other blacks. And so 30% of black males in the United States are legally prohibited from owning guns because of past criminal history. Well, who are their names most likely to be confused with? Other law-abiding black males. And so, you know, those things can be fixed. It can be easily fixed. I'm explaining it simply, and that is, when you buy a gun, you fill out some, you know, 4473 form, and you put down your name, your Social Security number, your address, and your birthday. If they used all that information, as they basically require private companies that do criminal background checks on employees, they wouldn't have maybe a hundredth of the errors that they have, but they only use phonetically, roughly phonetically similar names and the birthday. And so you can have two people that spell their names dramatically differently, but they sound similar, have completely different middle names, and as far as the government is concerned, those are the same people.
You know, John, Gavin Newsom, I think you've heard him with this crazy comment where he said the Second Amendment may allow you to have a gun, but it says nothing about ammunition. And he's actually said that in comments that he made in front of a you know, a group of people in San Francisco.
Right. Newsom, I mean, it's amazing how many incorrect statements. And PolitiFact, which I've seen kind of looks at his statements, is useless. I mean, for example, he was making the claim that violent crime rates in California have fallen 56% as a result of the gun control laws that were there. Well, first of all, he's looking at the period from like 93 on, and almost all that drop, vast majority of that drop occurred before any of the gun laws got passed in California, really. You know, mm-hmm. It's basically when Gray Davis got in there, you had a tiny bit that was there during Pete Wilson, but they were pretty trivial ones that were passed. And but you know, it was only after Gray Davis did then, and at that point the drop in gun control was pretty much ended. But you know, PolitiFact, you know, it's not like they're any more objective than the rest of the news.
All right, one last question before you go, because I know you've got to go. There's a movement afoot to make a constitutional carry, or to enforce a constitutional carry law under the Second Amendment nationwide. You think that'll take a...
No, I don't really heard anything serious about that. I think what will seriously is a possibility is national reciprocity, where just like you have a driver's license, once you get your driver's license, you can go and drive your car across the country.
Right.
They will have it so that your concealed carry permit license would allow you to go and carry your permit concealed handgun as you travel. And, you know, if you're a trucker, I hear from truckers all the time, if they have to stop in California or have to go through New York or Illinois or Maryland or New Jersey, then it basically makes it difficult for them to go and carry their gun with them on the whole trip that they have there. And if they're carrying valuable cargo, they're basically prevented from being able to go and defend themselves. If anything passes, that will be, but the Democrats are already promising to filibuster it, and since the Republicans only have 52 votes in the Senate, you know, there's a reasonable chance the Democrats will be successful in stopping that.
Well, John Locke, thanks for being with me. Your latest latest book, War on Guns, and you're with the Crime Prevention Research Center. We'll put up the information up on the website later on. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me here on...
I'm sorry?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She'll get your info. Hey, live radio, what can I tell you? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. That was John Lott, War on Guns. He's got a phenomenal background, phenomenal information on the, you know, the war on guns, the Second Amendment, and really what the government can do to allow you to carry. And I don't have a problem with the reciprocity. I think that's a great idea. The only problem is if you're in California, you're really in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And look, if I can't get you to do anything else, I need you to get involved. All right? I need you to get involved. You need to really take the time to find out what's your passion? Is it education? Is it, I don't know, healthcare? Find what it is that you're close to that really, I don't want to say turns you on, but really stirs up your heart. Find out about it. Show up at city council meetings. Show up at school board meetings. Show up at the dog catchers meeting. Whatever it takes to get you to engage is what you need to do. And for God's sake, don't spew the party line. They don't know any more than you do when they walk into something cold. You need to get informed on this stuff. You need to find out what's going on. If you want to get in touch with me, it's joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. This time thing is throwing me all off. My laptop is still on California time, which is hilarious. You know, you and I know each other, don't we?
I think so.
We just talked a little while ago. And everybody I've handed your book to loves your book.
Oh, good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. I wish I could say the same thing about mine. Peggy Grandy has written a book called The President Will See You Now. We had her on recently, but, you know, I never did feel like I had enough time with you because you had so many nice stories to tell about Reagan.
I hunted you down at CPAC just to finish up part two.
There you go. Yeah, I know, right? I'm gonna link both interviews together, but I'm going to go further this time. And we were talking about the man as a president. We think of a president like this big, untouchable person. But one of the things you kept hitting on was what a human he was, how down to earth he was. And a woman that came in and dropped to her knees and kissed his shoes because she just loved him.
Yeah.
Tell me more stories like that, because I got emails afterward saying, That can't be the only one. I said, buy the book. You'll get more.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Nice sales pitch. I appreciate it. You know, it was really remarkable. Anytime you stepped outside of his office, which it was fun to be in the office with just a handful of us, but anytime you stepped outside his office and watched this man interact with the world, it didn't matter if you happened to step into the elevator with him for 12 seconds or, you know, have an opportunity to sit next to him at an event. He had a way of connecting with people and impacted people. And heroes, war heroes coming in who wanted to salute Ronald Reagan. And wow, he said, can I salute you back? Just beautiful moments.
Well, hold that thought for a minute. I'm Joe Messina, host. Listen to The Real Side here at CPAC Live 2017 on GCN.